Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Health and Social Services Committee to order at 1:58 p.m. on Wednesday, February 21st, 2018. We're meeting today in the Capitol Room 205. Please remember to silence your cell phones as a courtesy. Committee members in attendance today are Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Geisel, Senator Begich, Senator Machicki, myself, Senator Wilson. This afternoon, we're going to take up here bill, Senate Bill 174, and take public testimony programs for persons with disabilities presented by Senator Machicki. I'd like to invite Senator Machicki and his staff, Caitlin Stansberry, staff to Senator Machicki, to the table to present this bill at this time.
Mr. Chairman, yes. If I may, my intern, Caitlin Stansberry, takes your place at the table, I'm going to give a very brief introduction, and then I'm going to hand it off to Caitlin, if I can. But what you're going to see is this bill is about philosophy. There's not a fiscal note. This is about the identity. We used to say physically and mentally disabled Alaskans. As you notice, this is changing that tone to Alaskans with physical and mental disabilities. But this bill is specifically about their active participation in the decisions related to their own care. There are efficiencies associated with that. There are certainly improvements in the quality of life to those individuals associated with that. And that's just the basic philosophy of the bill. And with that, I'll hand it back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. With that, Ms. Hansberg, if you're ready to go with your presentation, you may begin when ready.
Chairman Wilson, members of the committee, I'm Caitlin Stansberry, and I'm interning in Senator Machicki's office. Senate Bill 174, Programs for Persons with Disabilities. Senate Bill 174 is the product of input from over 200 people across Alaska. Including the Alaska Mental Health Trust, the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education, the Key Coalition of Alaska, and many other members of the community. So why establish an avenue for participation? All persons deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. Persons with physical and mental disabilities actively participating in the programs they use enhance both their quality of life and treatment. Alaskans with physical and mental disabilities are encouraged by fully engaging in their lifestyle and thrive when participating in the social and economic environment of their homes, communities, and Alaska. Senate Bill 174 would enable the Department of Health and Social Services to take a more flexible approach to the application of programs, allowing Alaskans with physical and mental disabilities to participate actively in the systems of their care. These systems of care are the programs they use daily. Senate Bill 174 provides a unifying vision to assure that available resources, whether great or small, are allocated and applied in a manner that maximizes the contributions of Alaskans experiencing disabilities within their communities. Senator Machicki urges the support of this bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions at this time for the bill sponsor or staff? Senator Begich.
I have a couple of questions, and I'm very pleased to see this bill before us. I'm excited that we're doing this. First question would be, when it comes to the phrase flexibility, what does that mean, and how might we interpret that so that we can put that on the record and encourage employers to take advantage of it?
So, if I may, Mr. Chairman, we have some, so I can tell you what it means to me, but I think it's going to be a lot more meaningful for those that we have that are willing to testify on the record, which is the reason we chose to bring this forward.
Thank you for that. And then they'll also answer my next question, which is all the different ways that this will increase economic opportunity for the state of Alaska. So I'm excited to hear the testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Any other questions for the bill sponsor or staff at this time? All right. We'll open public testimony. First, is there anyone in the room here in Juneau that would like to testify to Senate Bill 174? Seeing none, we'll go to the phones. We'll start with the off-net with Lynette Steer. If you can remember to state your name for the record and your affiliation, you may begin your testimony and just plan for about 3 minutes, please.
Thank you. Tell me when my 3 minutes is up. My name is Lizette Steer, and I'm the executive director of AADD, and AADD stands for the Alaska Association on Developmental Disabilities. Think of AADD as a trade association. We're the professional association that represents a voice of 47 dues-paying organizations in Alaska, all of whom provide home and community-based services for individuals who experience intellectual and or developmental disabilities. The association has been an active and strong supporter of the development of this shared vision. The vision brings a renewed energy and excitement to the work of the provider community, and the shared vision reminds each one of us why we dedicated our professional lives to this field and where we want the focus of the services to be on the individuals being supported. And I just want to share with you, it's been a challenging time for you with the fiscal constraints that you are grappling to deal with. And, of course, those constraints then roll down into the field and the services offered in the state of Alaska. And so the provider world has been really feeling the changes coming both from a federal level, from SB 74 Medicaid reform, and from a number of other changes impacting the provider field. And as those things are changing, it just seems like so many things are either going away or being reduced. And it's been a difficult, trying time. I'm sure you guys can relate very well. But this shared vision work has been a real ray of sunshine and a place of excitement and enthusiasm for us across the board. And so grateful that the Mental Health Trust has chosen to support both the inception of this, and you heard the staff person talk about over 200 people across Alaska being instrumental in developing this, and the trust is funding the operationalization of it. So I love the question about what does flexible mean? Flexible means that people have a right to direct the services that they would like to have rather than just what has either been traditionally offered or has been a system of support. And we're looking at wanting to build, I think, some of the economic impact is that as we work closely with what people would like to have in their lives, they would like to be very included in the community. And one of the ways that community inclusion happens is through unpaid or natural support that then helps economically, helps the community in terms of inclusion, helps the price of services, and serves all of us across the board. So I just want to say that we are thrilled to see this move toward the possibility of statutes that would really direct and support the division in putting this more flexible, more person-centered services in place, which is what they, too, would like to do. So with that said, I want to thank Senator Machicki particularly for sponsoring this bill. We in the field are very excited about it and support it strongly, and I hope I didn't exceed 3 minutes. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Ms. Steer at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to our next caller, Michelle Garrett, if you could state your name and affiliation for the record and plan about 3 minutes for your testimony.
Absolutely. My name is Michelle Giroux, and I'm a board member of the Key Coalition of Alaska, and I'm also a guardian of two individuals that experience disabilities. And I'm here today to just speak emphatically in support of this bill. Appreciate Senator Machicki reaching out to really create a value-driven bill that puts into statute our vision of what life should be like for people that experience disabilities, and having a value that puts it's really people first, that regardless of our fiscal impact, we don't say, well, we're going to support you if we have money. It's the idea of we're going to support those among us, those Alaskans that we care so deeply about that experience disabilities, in a way that honors their desire and their right to have meaningful lives. And I think this gives us a framework to move forward, and I, again, appreciate Senator Begich's question about flexible systems. I think the idea of, in these dynamic times, we all have to work together, all the different departments of the state, whether it's you have an intellectual disability, you have behavioral challenges, you have mental health challenges, because we do support people that have all of these challenges, that all of the departments are working together in consort with each other to support people. And sometimes you might need more of one kind of support and less of another. And the idea of flexibility from a consumer's point of view is, in this moment, I might need to reach out and have this kind of support, and then I can let go of that because I've built a natural support because I now have a job and my coworkers give me some social support that I might have otherwise had through a paid support. But the idea of natural life involves moments where you need more and moments where you need less. And this bill just puts into statute a framework that allows departments and of the state as well as stakeholders to come together to say, how, at the end of the day, can we assure that individuals that we care about, that are family members, that are meaningful to each of us, have opportunities to create meaningful lives for themselves. So the Key Coalition is fully in support of this bill, and this is one of our platform issues for this session when we all come down to visit you next week.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Michelle this time? Right. Our next person on the phone is Jamel Johnson.
Good afternoon. My name is Jamel Johnson. I'm a program officer with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. Thank you for this opportunity to provide comment on SB 174. So as you may know, the trust exists to advocate on behalf of trust beneficiaries and to prioritize policies, practices, and funding towards strategies that help improve the lives of beneficiaries. So beneficiary populations include Alaskans with mental illness, addiction, Alzheimer's disease and dementia, traumatic brain injury, and, of course, individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The Trust strongly advocates for crucial services for our state's most vulnerable populations through community-based services. We know that these community-based services, especially when they're person-centered and directed, effectively reduce the need for higher levels of more costly institutional care. The goal of the Trust is to serve as a catalyst for change and improvement in our state's continuum of care. Through partnership and funding, the Trust has and continues to support the work of the Developmental Disabilities Collaborative, which the ladies before me have already spoken about. We recognize SB 174 as a visionary framework that supports people with disabilities in a way that increases opportunity and the quality of life for the individuals, their families, and full communities. SB 174 does this by elevating the individual experiencing a disability to more actively participate in and determine their own community-based care, and thus more fully direct their own lives and wellness. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity to provide comment on this and thank the sponsor for supporting and the committee for hearing this unifying systems vision to more effectively and efficiently support Alaskans who experience disabilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Any questions for Ms. Johnson this time? Right. Moving on, the next caller in the Key and I LIO is Maggie Winston. Maggie, if you can state your name for the record and affiliation, and plan your testimony for about 3 minutes, please.
Greetings and thank you. My name is Maggie Winston. I'm from Kenai. I represent the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education. I'm the chair. I also work at a Center for Independent Living, and most importantly, I'm an individual that experiences a significant disability. I want to also show my emphatic support for this bill in that a flexible system, first going to Senator Begich's question on flexibility, a flexible system can literally mean the difference of me getting out of bed in the morning or not, or me being able to go to work. This vision enables person-directed care and a person-directed culture. This is super important, especially for individuals that experience disabilities, because it will just enable us to have more control and in living the life that I direct and the life that I choose. Thank you. And so essentially that is what's most important about this, is that we have in statute the verbiage that enables us to be flexible and live a normal, autonomous, independent life. So thank you all for your support, and thank you, Senator Mushicki.
Thank you, Maggie. Are there any comments for Ms. Winston at this time?
Just have a brief one. If, Mr. Chairman, you may or may not remember Maggie, you met her right here about 2 weeks ago. And to me, she's the inspiration for carrying this bill. Although some physical limitations may seem debilitating, they actually are not an impediment to absolute success in one's life, and that's kind of what this bill is about. We're not asking for additional resources. We're asking for some self-direction so that people like Maggie can continue to thrive and inspire the rest of us. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you again, Ms. Winston, for your testimony today. Next, we'll go to the Homer LIO for Dave Lewis. Mr. Lewis, if you can state your name and affiliation for the record, and plan for about 3 minutes for your testimony.
Okay, my name's David Lewis. I work for the Independent Living Center based here in Homer. I am an advocate, and to keep things brief and short and not be repetitious, I'm going to say that we support the bill and support what everyone else has said previously. And thank you for your time and service.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Any questions for Mr. Lewis? All right. Now going to the Anchorage LIO, we have Michael Bailey.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Bailey, and I'm the CFO of Hope Community Resources, which is a service provider of home and community-based services. As you're probably aware, many of the systems of service delivery are often siloed and specialized and governed by their own set of regulations. And that does limit flexibility. This unified vision engages a collaborative system of paid and unpaid support to enhance abilities, as we've heard, not just to address disabilities. So supports are often compartmentalized in the current models, but this bill does provide the flexibility in being more nimble and being able to adjust without having to go through another whole regulation rewrite, and therefore promote better inclusion. As we do that, we can be better stewards of the state funds and offer greater opportunities for individuals to experience disability. And I think increasing the awareness of the contributions and independence is an inspiration to others. A recent example in my own family, my daughter is involved in the Battle of the Books. Maybe you've heard of that. And at the middle school level, she and her teammates actually won the Anchorage School District-wide middle school Battle of the Books. The really cool thing for me, though, is that on their team is a young lady who experiences a disability, physical, and she listens to the audiobooks, but she's a valuable member of that team and an inspiration to other people. And there's no paid supports there. These kids were actually her natural supports in being part of that. That's what we're wanting to promote. And the approach in SB 174 moves away from some traditional medical models towards integrated, meaningful lives. At the same time, it upholds person-centered directives from the federal government that are necessary to access Medicaid funds. So this bill benefits everyone, regardless of the level of financial support available, by promoting partnerships and new models of support guided by a value-driven philosophy. So I ask for your support. Thank you, Senator Maticki, for sponsoring this. We've often heard it takes a village to raise a child, and I'll submit it takes a community to help Alaskans with disabilities live meaningful lives. And thank you for being part of this community.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions for Mr. Bailey at this time? Our next caller is Patrick Reinhart. Patrick, if you could state your name and affiliation for the record, you may begin when ready.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It's Patrick Reinhart with the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education. The only thing I'd like to add is our thanks as well from the entire council and the staff. And to kind of put it in the perspective of, we look at this as like a culture change. A few years ago, we pushed through some similar kind of aspirational language in statute around employment first, where we want people with disabilities or everybody who is involved in supporting them look at what are their opportunities to have a meaningful life through employment. And we felt very important about that. And it takes a long time to make a culture change and a shift in a large system of services and supports that we have in Alaska. And we're really starting to see just a few years later, this culture shift occurring when people are developing plans of care for people with significant disabilities. The question is more and more often being asked, what do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to do for a living? And it's not you're not being left out. We look at this as another one of these culture shift changes, and that more and more often we're looking to the individual about what are their hopes and dreams and desires. And even, you know, to the level of allowing people to take some risks in their lives. They may not be sure. All of us when we're young, we're not quite sure what we're going to do when we grow up. And we need to give people with developmental disabilities the same opportunities to take risks. And this kind of language in the bill kind of puts it right back on the individual's plate. And with that comes responsibility as well. Individuals with developmental disabilities, you know, they have to recognize their responsibility in directing their own care and their own lives. So we're fully supportive. Thank you again, Senator Maticki, and for the this committee for hearing it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Reinhart. Are there any questions for Mr. Reinhart at this time? All right. Is anyone else here in the room, as you know, that has not signed up to testify that wish to testify at this time? Hearing or seeing none and seeing no others online, we'll close public testimony. Are there any other further questions from the bill sponsor at this time? Any closing comments, Senator Maticki? Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank Senator Maticki. He's moved the dial for Alaskans with disabilities. It makes me think about, and Patrick Reinhart talked about, the challenge of self-determination and decision-making, but also the gratification of being able to do that for yourself. It reminds me of a bill that passed a couple years ago, a House bill, allowing Alaskans with disabilities to participate in the ABLE account, federal program, where they can actually have a 527 account and save money. We heard about it when Mr. Reinhart was here, but saving their own money to use as they see fit for themselves, this is yet another step in that direction. So bravo to you, Senator Maticki.
Thank you, Senator.
Any other comments or questions for the bill sponsor? Senator Maticki, wrap up.
I appreciate the time today. We hope to have your support, and of course folks are thanking me, but I know that you'll all pile on as co-sponsors just in recognition of the capabilities of those that have challenges. So with that, I want to thank Caitlin for doing such a great job covering the bill today, and that's all for us, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any amendments to Senate Bill 174 at this time from committee members? Hearing or seeing none, is there a motion to move this bill from committee today? Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes, I move Senate Bill 174, version 30-LS1258D, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there objection to the motion? Seeing and hearing none, Senate Bill 174 is moved from committee with the understanding that Legislative Legal has authority to make any necessary technical or conforming adjustments. We'll take an ad ease to sign the paperwork. This concludes our business today. The committee will not meet Friday of this week. On Monday, February 26th, we'll hear a briefing from the Office of Children's Services Citizens Review Panel, and we'll take public testimony on Senate Bill here and take public testimony on Senate Bill 122, OCS Citizen Review Panel by Senator Coghill. Are there any members closing comments at this time? All right. Thank you. We are adjourned at 2:25 p.m.